All right, that just cheered up the Bills fans out there. Come on.
No,
that
no,
doesn't want
to,
Will.
We'll continue to cheer up Bills fans here in a second. All right, here's what we're doing, because we legitimately do feel bad for the Bills fans in the area. We know we have a lot of Buffalo transplant or upstate New York transplants around here. People with family connections to upstate New York, your Bills fans. Heck, one of Jacob's old hockey coaches, shout out to Bobby, huge Bills fan. I know he's not feeling it today. So we thought, all right, how can we make it up? How can we make them feel better? We know, beer. So we got 12 packs of Labatt, 12 packs of Genesee. We also have a tin of Charles Chips. 860-5-FAN, 860-5326. Call up, little Bills therapy. We'll take your phone calls here in a little bit. We'll give you a 12-pack of beer to make you feel better. But let's check in with Chris Lee in the WRL TV5 newsroom real quick. Chris, what's up, man?
How can I follow that Kids Bop song right now? Like, it's just there's no way to follow that.
I was on the edge of my seat with going, I just took a DNA test. Oh, okay, where's this going? Where's
same.
This going? Oh,
same.
All right. Turns out I'm 100% that kid. Got it. All right. That's good.
I was worried that there was a format switch like in a commercial break or something really quick.
No. All Kids Bop all the time. We might do a format switch with Acapella News. It might really just be Rand doing Kids Bop versions of songs. But anyway.
That would be beautiful.
What do we got coming up on the Cinco Grande today?
Yeah, so, of course, the UNC Tar Heels, they play tonight, and they're on a pretty horrible streak right now. It's the first time since Matt Doherty in 2001 and 2002, they've lost two back-to-back ACC games by more than 20 points. So Pat Welter has a story on that and how they're kind of searching for answers. We're going to use that to preview the game tonight. Of course, we'll have highlights and reaction from the game tonight as well at 10 and 11. Also at 6, we'll talk about NC State women's basketball moving up to number 3. And then we'll also talk about Brady Williams staying with the Durham Bulls. So pretty good shows for us tonight.
I was going to say, there's always a little bit of changes on the minor league level. Like one of their former guys ended up, was it Jared Sandberg, I think, is now with like San Antonio or something like that. But anyway, all that stuff coming up on the Cinco Grande. Yeah, I'm interested in the Tar Heels tonight. The pattern holds that teams that are theoretically below them, they can beat. They've held serve. It's teams that are as good or better than them, as we found out against Wake Forest on Saturday,
right,
they can't hang with. They just implode. And I think what made the Wake Forest loss more disappointing was that after Miami, you got to show something.
Right,
and
exactly.
It's not losing's losing. I mean, that's a good Wake Forest team on the road. Got it. But it was just more of the same, and that team just looks broken down. It's not fun to watch for Hubert Davis, man.
It's not, and that's a lot of what Pat kind of explores in that package he'll have. So whether you like Carolina, don't like Carolina, this will be a good watch. Like, you know, I know it's probably painful for Carolina fans right now, but still watch.
Yeah,
it's a good insightful package for sure.
Yeah, Carolina fans right now, if you watch Get Back, the Beatles documentary on Disney+, they are Ringo Starr right now in the background, just looking dejected and disinterested in everything going on in front of them, while George Harrison, Paul McCartney, and John Lennon squabble. All right,
I have to watch that, by the way.
So. It's very good. It's all very, very good. All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a good day.
It's the OG alongside Joe Giglio. I'm Joe Ovias, 860-5-FAN, 860-5-326. Time for a little Bills therapy. We got beer for you, Bills fans. We got Charles Chips for the unicorn that is a Bills fan that's also a state grad. We got Mallory and Carrie. Mallory, how are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Are you good, though, Mallory? For real, for real?
Physically, yes. Emotionally, no.
Yeah, this is a safe space, Mallory. You just, let it go.
So what was it that broke you? Was it the 13 seconds or the actual overtime?
Probably the 13 seconds, just because I know how overtime works. So.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say you still could have prevented them from scoring a touchdown.
No, Joe. This is a safe space. This is how therapy works. Stop.
I'm not good at this. Mallory,
how old are you?
I am 37.
Okay, so you do or you don't? You do remember the 90s Super Bowls. You were just a little bit young.
Yes, I definitely lived through those. So.
Okay. Which was more painful, yesterday or the Super Bowl 25?
25,
yeah.
Just because it was a repeat, like this is just how it was going to be.
Now, did you grow up in upstate New York?
I did.
Okay. Okay. So, yes, I can imagine how things are very, very brutal up there right now. Are you a Labatt person or a Genesee person?
Labatt, but I am actually the unicorn because I am an NC State.
Okay. All right. Well, we might. Okay. Let's add, here. We'll go a little Bills trivia here just in case we get more than one.
Well, because Mallory, you have to understand, this is not because we're not like giving you trivia to prove your sports fandom. It's more we have to be able to prove that you are a state person.
Oh no, this is a Bills question.
Okay, because for me, I trust the Bills part. I know those Charles chips are coveted, so I want to make sure. Well, I want to make sure that we're actually giving it to a state person.
To be clear, the unicorn, the state and Bills fan does get beer and the Charles chips. The Charles chips is the kicker, right? If you will. All right, let's try this one, Mallory. Who was the kicker who replaced Scott Norwood with the Buffalo Bills?
I replaced Norwood.
Yeah, so he misses the famous kick, and then he's replaced. What was the name of the kicker who replaced Scott Norwood?
Menito?
He played for them for 8 years after. All right, you're in the line. You're in the queue, Mallory. You're in the queue.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
but what's your beer choice?
I don't think that's a
Labatt. What was your beer choice? The Labatts.
Labatt.
Yeah.
Okay, Rand, mark down the Labatts because we got to make sure we get everything right.
Yeah. Put Mallory on hold. She's going Labatt. Got it.
She definitely has the Labatts.
All right. 8605 fan. 8605326. We got Scott and Raleigh. Scott, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
We're good, Scott. So, did you grow up in the upstate New York area?
No, I did not. I got brainwashed by my father. He was born up there, went to Fredonia State for a year, transferred to NC State.
Oh, no.
And then had me in 94.
Oh, no.
And brainwashed me with State and Buffalo Bills. Great.
Oh, man.
So 94, you at least missed the four Super Bowls then.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank God.
Okay, so instead what you get is you come out of the desert, you see this success, you've got Josh Allen only to have your heart ripped out, and obviously we don't have to explain the state part of it. All right, so what is your beer choice? Because as Bills Therapy, we are giving out Labatt or Genesee.
I would have to go with Labatt. I'll also toss my name into the unicorn ring. I also graduated from State in 2018.
Okay, well this requires trivia.
Okay.
All right. What was the name of the Vanderbilt player who broke NC State's heart in the 2004 NCAA tournament?
Oh, jeez. You know what? 10-year-old me does not know that answer.
All right. You're on the list.
You're on the list. You're on the list. There. Right. That triggered me. That triggered me because I watched it. I was there.
Born in 94. How do you feel about those 90s Bills, though?
I mean, I think it's pretty special. Something that probably won't ever be done again. I mean, Mahomes is doing it in the AFC Championship, but, like, I don't think we'll ever see a team go to four straight Super Bowls like that and have such a dominant run. I don't know.
Should Brett Hull's goal have counted?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
His foot was in the crease.
We're getting close here. We're getting close here.
I can hear that right there. That was like, no, absolutely not.
The Sabres are considering bringing back their awful red and black uniforms. Should they?
I grew up on those, so I'm kind of a fan. I think it would be cool as an alternate.
All right, put Scott on the list. He definitely gets Labatts. We're out of Labatts now, so we have three Genesee 12 packs left. Right. Scott and Mallory definitely on the list here for the chips.
Sit tight. 8605 fan, 8605326. We got Corey and Carrie. Corey, what's up?
Hey guys, how are you doing today?
We're good. So, did you grow up in upstate New York?
No, so I am actually from the Cleveland area, but I grew up the Bills have always been my secondary team for a very special reason.
Okay.
That special reason is?
The special reason is I'm a Browns fan, and I think Ralph Wilson was the only owner that voted against moving the Browns.
Oh.
So when I was a young kid, I watched Bills games with my dad until the Browns came back, and then we kind of split both.
Okay. Right.
You're definitely not a front runner, Corey. I feel like maybe there should be an Arctic Tumblr in your future for something here. Wow. He's a Browns and Bills fan. Are you kidding?
Now here's where I'll get. Here's where I will approve an Arctic Tumbler giveaway. Did you go to state?
No, I did not. I'm a recent relocatee. I've listened to you guys during work to get up to date on Triangle Sports.
Gotcha.
I'm relatively new.
He's willingly admitting that he likes both the Browns and the Bills.
All right.
That's interesting.
I'm a Browns fan for years. Every time they had a new quarterback, my dad would, if I wasn't in the room, he'd call me into the room for their first pass to say, "Oh, you could be watching a Hall of Famer." That happened like 25 times.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you're still waiting.
How old are you, Corey?
I'm 31.
31.
Right. So we'll give you the Genesee and we'll give you the tumbler to drink the Genesee out of, since you pull for the Browns and the Bills, and you've seen lots of pain there. Hey, Corey, sit tight. Randall, get your information, all right? So put the Genesee down.
So we got 12. We got two Genesee 12s left, and we have the Charles Chips that we potentially need to decide. I feel like they need to hit the trivia question.
I'm with you on that. 8605
Might require an older person.
860-5326. We got Ben and Andrew. Ben, what's up, man?
What's going on, guys?
We're good. So we're doing a little Bills therapy here, giving out Labatt and Genesee, although all we have left is Genesee to our friends who like the Bills, and we're trying to just, you know, drown your sorrows with some quality beer. But are you an upstate New York guy?
I am. I grew up in earlier mentioned Fredonia.
Oh, okay.
And moved down here when I was 18 with the military.
Gotcha. All right. Now, are you in the military?
I am. I'm a reservist.
Okay. Appreciate the service. All right. So you're not a state guy, though?
No, I am. I graduated from state in 2006.
Okay. All right. Now
Ben's a little bit older here too. Now
we're in the game now, Gilio, for the Charles Chips.
All right, Ben. Let's go for a Bills trivia. How you feel about your Bills trivia?
Pretty solid.
Okay. Here we go. Bruce Smith and Cornelius Bennett were the defensive stars for the 1990s Bills, but this safety was probably the most memorable because of his helmet.
That'd be old bubblehead Mark Kelso.
Oh, we might have to give him the chips now. Do you want a state? Do you want me to give him a state one?
Give him a state trivia. I want to see.
All right. Similar age. So this guard from North Carolina beat NC State basically single-handedly in the second half of the 1997 ACC championship game in Greensboro. Who was it?
Jerry Stackhouse?
No. He had the Buffalo trivia though.
Yeah, you got no. Give him the Charles Chips. It's fine.
You don't want to have. You don't want him to earn it. You got more Rand or no?
We got.
He's on the list. Kelso. That was a great answer.
That was a good pull. It was a good answer. All right, Ben, stay on the line. We got Jason and Riley. Jason, what's up, man?
Much. How you guys doing?
We're good, man. You're getting the last Genesee 12 pack. So, shout out to you. Now you are an upstate New York native, right?
Rochester, yeah.
The land of the Wegman. So very jealous. So yep. where the bounty came from Wegmans, of course.
The best dinosaurs in Rochester too, right there on the water.
Are you also a state grad?
I'm not a state grad, no.
Okay. Well, you're gonna get the Genesee. You're gonna get Genesee on this one. How'd you process yesterday?
Still refusing to process.
Well, I mean,
is it painful to talk about?
Is it the 13 seconds? Is it the overtime?
13 seconds.
Yeah, the 13 seconds.
You got to stop them.
I was going to say, are you mad at Sean McDermott for how they set all that stuff up in the last 13 seconds? Or is it just one of those, you know what, it's Patrick Mahomes, the dude's an alien?
I mean, I told my family 13 seconds still could be enough time, and whether you take four off the clock or not, they still might do it. You got to get a stop, and they never did.
Yeah, they never
did. Not on the coach.
They did not. Sometimes it's funny how McDermott is on a couple of occasions now just saying, like, look, at some point you do have to execute, and that's exactly what happened.
And they had three drives to stop them. They didn't stop them on one of them. So it's not, you know, it's the 13 seconds, but it's the other two drives too.
Yeah. Jason, I feel for you, man. Enjoy the beer. Sit tight. We'll get your information and make sure you get that. So based on the Charles Chip unicorn situation, I do believe Ben gets it because he's the only one to correctly answer the
Bills
question.
Trivia. Yes.
So we will give it to Ben. Mallory Scott, thanks for calling in. Thanks for giving us some of your
you still get beer. I mean,
here.
Heck.
You're still getting beer. You got to claim the Labatts before everybody else. I thought that's interesting that people were going Labatts over Genesee. Although, I guess what? With Buffalo closer to Canada, more likely to drink Labatts, right? Is that how that works?
I also think Genesee might be a skosh older than us, maybe 50s, 60s.
It is. Yeah, Genesee has a bit more of a retro beer vibe to it, like a PBR or a Stroh's or something like that, than Labatt. But anyway, hopefully we can make some people's days a little happier by giving them beer.
You got to work on your therapy, man. You can't just jump into it. Is it the 13 seconds? Is it the overtime?
Oh, I'm
can't taunt
them
with the overtime, Joey.
I'm not taunting them. I just want
to be very accepting of
I am
space.
Accepting. I am accepting. I'm just trying to see, just trying to get them to talk is all. Just trying to talk it out, man. No, I'm not a very good therapist. I totally understand that. I totally understand that. I don't have very good bedside manner.
Work on your reps.